observing the 51st Aradhana in New York City. In Sri Bhagavan's vicinity, the mind's distractions were overpowered by an austere and potent calmness, and the unique bliss of peace was directly experienced. This I would call Ramana Lahari, the blissful atmosphere of Ramana. In this ecstasy of grace, one loses one's sense of separate individuality, and there remains something grand and all-pervading, all-devouring. This indeed is the spirit of Arunachala, which swallows up the whole universe by its gracious effulgence. The celebration of Sri Bhagavan's 51st Aradhana took place at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 21st at Arunachala Ashrama on Clyde Street in Rego Park, New York City. Shortly after the program, I heard the above words of Swami Vishwanathan read one early morning in the ashram. I felt that Sri Bhagavan had indeed given to this beloved disciple the gift to express the ecstatic bliss of his presence, which had pervaded every aspect of the Aradhana celebration and seemed to linger for days afterwards. The ashram appeared to be bulging at the seams with devotees, many of whom had travelled long distances. On this bright spring morning, friends old and friends new converged, some from distant Vermont, Maryland, or Colorado. There was an overflow of fresh flowers, of trees in blossom, a new life emerging from a winter pass, affirming the reality that the body is not I, that life must triumph over the illusion of death. Of course, nothing could have confirmed this more than the experience of Ramana Lahari, which infused the atmosphere. The celebration began with the chant of the 108 names of Sri Bhagavan composed by Swami Vishwanathan as children offered flower petals at the sacred shrine. Dennis Hattel welcomed all and read a most inspiring story of Sri Bhagavan's Aradhana Day. See page 5, which described the descent of the comet over the holy hill at the moment of his leaving the body. All enjoyed immensely two excerpts from the yet-to-be-released interview video, Guru Ramana, His Living Presence, in which two professors, Professor T.N. Krishnamurthy Iyer and Professor K. Swaminathan, tell their unforgettable experiences with Sri Maharishi. Sriram Panchu, a lawyer representing devotees interested in preserving the sanctity of the Arunachala Hill and its surroundings, brought the congregation up to date regarding the case before the courts in Madras. Bhajans and recitation of Sri Ramana Maharishi's compositions ensued with enthusiastic participation, followed by Vedic recitations and arati. Food preparations, a veritable feast which included idlis and sambar, was enjoyed immensely by all. Chants and bhajans continued to resound the sanctuary throughout the afternoon and evening as people lingered on, enjoying the goodwill of fellow devotees in silence. Song and speech amid the atmosphere of the infectious bliss of Sri Ramana Lahari. Words cannot express the profound gratitude we feel for the blessing of the living presence of our divine teacher, who communicates by silence the assurance, where can I go? I am always here. On this day, in the company of devotees and friends gathered to remember His living presence, we experienced this all the more. Evelyn K. Sapphire.